Our sermon today comes from the archive of Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr. He gave this when he was Metropolitan of the Anglican Catholic Church 11 years ago. So if it seems like a holier person than I am is speaking it, that will kind of clue you in. This morning's gospel is taken from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. He delivers a sermon in his home territory of Galilee, north of Jerusalem, and not far from Nazareth, where he grew up. His audience is a collection of ordinary, everyday, local Jews. Jesus begins by making an astounding statement. It is, "Except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." In other words, you're not going to get to heaven unless you're even more righteous than the scribes and the Pharisees are. What made this statement astounding was that most of the people in the crowd would have been sure that the scribes and the Pharisees were the most righteous people around. They were the teachers of the law and the transcribers of the law. They knew the law backwards and forwards, and they were the most learned interpreters of the law. It was their business to be righteous. If the only way I can get into heaven is to be more righteous than they are, then I'd better resign myself to spending eternity in hell. Jesus goes on to explain why the scribes and the Pharisees are really not righteous, even though they claim to be extremely so. Their fundamental problem is they believe God's commandments have only to do with literal actions. They fail to take into account that in God's eyes, thinking about breaking a commandment or talking about breaking a commandment is the same as the act of breaking it. All of us remember the presidential campaign of 1976, when Governor Jimmy Carter gave an interview to Playboy magazine. In the interview, he said that he had never actually committed adultery, but he went on to say that he believed he was still guilty of breaking the commandment against adultery because he lusted in his heart after women to whom he was not married. Many people laughed at him for saying all that, but he was saying exactly the same thing that Jesus says about the commandments in the Sermon on the Mount. In today's lesson, Jesus concentrates on the sixth commandment, "Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt do no murder." He takes up adultery later on, though. Jesus says that everybody knows that commandment and what goes with it, that if you kill somebody, you will be in danger of judgment. Jesus says, "I am telling you that if you are angry with somebody for no reason, you're in danger of judgment. And if you call somebody a nasty name, you'll be in danger of going to hell." His point is that name-calling and unrighteous anger are types of killing. If you call someone a name in anger, you are cutting yourself off from him as surely as you would if you'd actually killed him. Of course, the consequences for him aren't as bad as if you actually did kill him, but your anger creates a danger for you which is identical to actually killing him. You're cutting off the other person. You're saying that a creature of God does not matter. You are breaking the sixth commandment. If we apply the same logic to all the commandments, we find that we cannot claim to have kept any of them perfectly. Yes, I've never burned incense to a golden calf, but I have made decisions on the basis of what I want rather than what I think God wants. So I am, in fact, an idolater. I may never have actually taken anything that doesn't belong to me, but I have thought about how nice it would be to have something that someone else has. So I am, in fact, a coveter and a thief. Jesus wants us to see that on our own, we have no claim to righteousness at all. If we recognize that the commandments have to do with thoughts and words as well as with deeds, we shall see that when it comes to keeping them, we are in a pretty sorry mess. Our righteousness can exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees when we realize that we are not righteous. The only righteousness we do have is the righteousness which God gives us freely in Jesus. God does not take us to heaven because we are good and righteous. God will take us to heaven because he loves us and because he sent Jesus to die to forgive our sins. That is the issue that St. Paul addresses in today's epistle. St. Paul says that when we are baptized, we die the death we deserve to die because of our sin. We share in Jesus' own death. After baptism, we live by the power of God. We live the new life of Jesus' resurrection. We have eternal life from that point onwards. As St. Paul puts it, if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection. Baptism frees us from sin, not because it makes us perfectly moral. Baptism guarantees that God will always forgive us no matter what we do. That frees us up to try to obey his commandments, not because we are afraid of what will happen to us if we don't obey them, but because we are grateful to God for saving us. Our righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees when we acknowledge that we are sinners and when we rely on what Jesus did for us on the cross. Therefore, reckon ye also to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do no murder, think no murder, hate not, condemn not. Rather, for the sake of your own salvation, for the sake of the love that God freely offers you, learn to love your fellow man and pray for him. He is, after all, a creature of God. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as the most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen.